This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. As we burrow deeper and deeper into the chasm we call the planet Earth, slowly making our way to the pit of hell together.
To the milky nougat center.
The milky, fiery, nougaty devil's jism center. We're all in this together, everybody. We're holding hands as we jump into the void of quarantine and pandemics and political shit and explosions and drama, trending topics, TikToks, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Does he? And that was Steve with the news.
Let's take it over to the mummy for the weather. Wait, let's let
me pull thank you, some, mummy.
How's the weather looking, mummy? What, are we gonna have sex? This is the wrong music, buddy. I know I'm the one, but I don't have a soundboard for this kind of shit.
Mummy, you know we got big plans this weekend, and I'd hate to cancel those plans. Are we gonna have some rain on a Sunday, or are we gonna have a bright and shiny Saturday afternoon? Okay. We're having a connection issue. Can he hear me? Because he won't wear his earpiece because of the
He can't,
the tissue
Mike,
paper.
He can't hear the. We're gonna, Mike. Come on, be respectful.
Is there a floor director
just be
who could tell him?
Don't let
what
it.
I'm
don't
saying?
Be disrespectful to him because he doesn't have ear.
You know
holes.
What? You know he's the mummy. He's 1,000 years
he's
old.
Got
Let's
holes.
Do everything the way the mummy wants to. Over to you, mummy. A nice weekend or a rainy Sunday?
Oh, 76 degrees in Palm Springs. It sounds like that's really. He got mad. But
who quits? Me or the mummy?
Who's nice or not be nice to the mummy? So we're barreling deep into this thing, and there's no hope on the horizon. And so shut up, Mike. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about things that make us happy. I mean, I'm just kidding. It just feels like we're barreling into hell, but we've got our shields on. We'll be able to handle it.
Listen to me, man. Listen to me. I'm going to say one thing.
And one thing only.
And one thing only. And then I'm not going to make a goddamn sound for the rest of the podcast. And that's my guarantee. I think that everyone would agree that 2020 has been several unforeseen bad news, one right after another. And I think we're due for the universe to right the ship and to balance out a little bit. And there's going to be some kind of unexpected, really good news. And I base that on nothing in particular. I just have a feeling, but I am Italian, and sometimes that counts for something. Like my grandma used to know when we were going to get a sick.
Why didn't you do that? What you...
I was doing it, but it was a little too
low. Oh, it's a tiny one. Yeah.
But I, based on nothing in particular, I think that we're due for some unforeseen really good news. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And it's like, while we're still here, it's like, why would you not try to have the best time?
Of course, of course. And everybody deserves to find happiness. And I think that it's possible, however hard that it may seem or be. But everybody's got their struggles and shit. Everybody's got them ups and downs. But I think a good way to a good call to action, a good little a thing that we can talk about really quick for those of you
would be to hit the notification bell, because a lot of times the video doesn't show up in the
sub boxes. No, I was gonna say, speaking of sub boxes, how about poll boxes? Why don't you go to Google right now? while you're listening to this, I don't care if you're driving, pull up your phone. open up a browser. Open up a web browser and type into Google or into your search bar, register to vote, because wherever you are, there's different rules and shit. And just make sure you're registered to vote if you live in the U.S. or anywhere else. You know, voting's good. It helps your helps make political decisions and brings the community together and hopefully steers the ship in a less evil direction. And but anyway, if you register to vote, and if you live in the U.S., it's very important to vote this November. And, you know, we don't want Donald Duck in the White House. So fucking vote.
What's on the ballot this year? Are they doing the daylight savings time?
Well, let's look into the ballot really quick, and we'll see what we can do here. Oh,
dude, what if that was the rest of the fucking show? Is just telling people, just reading a mail-in ballot. Reading the whole mail-in ballot.
All right, let's start at the top. I don't think people would like that episode. But anyway, so we're all just every time we start a new dynamic banter during this, I'm thinking, we're just doing it. We're doing it. We're still doing it. We're not in the same room. It's starting to feel really uneasy that we're not in the same room, but it works.
I thought you were gonna say it's starting to feel like we're not in the same room.
It's starting to feel like we might not be in the same room, and I don't know if you feel that way too.
I'm getting, after maybe the 30th episode of this, I'm starting to get the feeling. I'm looking around.
I could be wrong.
I've been wrong.
I've been wrong before.
I've been wrong. I'll say it.
I'm trying to remember if I've handed you anything in the past month or so.
Ryan, has Steve handed... Ryan?
Wait, where's Ryan?
Ryan.
Hold on. Let me call him.
I have three tripods in this room. All of them are fine.
So he can't be here.
Ryan? There's no glass on the ground.
There's no broken glass. Hang on. Let me check to see if there's a water bottle left behind. Let me see. Any left behind water bottle here?
I left them.
Let's see. Is there a fucking Overwatch jacket just hanging out on a chair around here somewhere?
My exercise bike is set to 6.
Is there a Ryan-shaped hole in the wall where he hulked through to get into the...
Dude, I'm holding the door open for him, the front door, and him still running through the wall.
Yeah, it's like, you got to stop doing that. Maybe it's on me at this point, but you got to stop doing that.
Maybe I'll point to the door. I don't know.
Maybe we could point to a door. But anyway, welcome to the show. I know that this is an escape from some of the displeasure, but you know, we got to get it out of our system sometimes too. But welcome to the show. We hope you enjoyed the last couple of episodes. Mike and I have been really enjoying them. And I was thinking about how funny they've been lately, because we're just like, we're hysterical. We're going into hysterics.
I think that helps.
Yeah, it totally
helps. A lot, I think.
Yeah. I put a call out to people on the Dynamic Banter Twitter to share things on the Dynamic Banter subreddit for us to talk about on the show. And I don't know if you guys Well, go ahead.
I was going to say I also had a chat with the sales team. Mm-hmm. And I sent you over some new ads that accidentally got sent to me.
Oh, shit.
So it's on a Google Doc. And I made you an editor on the Google Doc.
Okay, let me.
Welcome to our pre-show meeting, by the way.
Shit,
I'm sorry. A segment called "Things I Should Have Said"
before we start.
5 minutes ago.
Welcome back to "Things I Should Have Said" before we started. First off, shit, I need to make this phone call and get my water bill paid. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yes, my account number is.
Minutes ago. Steve, look out. Alana's behind you with a knife. Ah! I meant to say that.
How dare you? Mike, really quick, do you think that I should wait until all this shit blows over before I ask Jake Paul for some of my guns back?
Dude, if this was like a late night show, that would be a joke on the late. If you were the host of like the YouTube late night show,
this just in. True story. Jake Paul's mansion, one of his mansions, has been raided. Yeah, I know. Everybody, calm down. Apparently, the FBI has seized a lot of guns. A lot of guns in there. And so my first thought was, I hope I get mine back as soon as this is all over. So I think that's, thank you.
Anyway, tonight we got Jennifer Hudson.
Tonight we have
Dazeem.
Our musical guest.
Dazeem.
Dazeem.
Promoting her new book.
All right, I'm going to look for this email you sent me, Mike. But in the meantime, I sent people a call to action on Twitter and mentioned that, hey, you guys should share shit that you'd like Mike and I to talk about on the show. And a lot of you don't know how to follow directions because, well, I mean, maybe you follow directions.
How was that? That's already such a vague thing, though. Like, well, that's already, like, how could you screw that up?
Well, I mean, because it's like, things to share on the podcast would be, like, let's say 90% not visual. Because we can't share it. If it's a picture, if it's a video where the thing happening in the video is important, then that's...
Somebody falls down.
Yeah, example. If someone falls or... Let's see. The one I keep seeing is a lot of spinning, a lot of people. There's a guy running with some birds on leashes. And it's like, that's not fun to talk about it. That's not fun to talk about. And
maybe
that's certainly...
Maybe the challenge is in describing a very visual joke to see if it's still funny once there's voice attached to it.
Well, this is a good example of one because this one at least has a good audio, a good sound in it. And okay. The point I'm trying to make here about posting stuff on the subreddit, which, by the way, is reddit.com/r/dynamicbanter, all spelled out, one word. And if you one word. And if you go to the subreddit, I only need one word, just one.
I have the best word. And the best word.
But if you go to Dynamic Banter's subreddit, you should, well, we're asking people if you'd like to submit things that we could talk about on the show, but that means like, you know, like a foods menu thing or like a clickhole thing or like some kind of thing that's like either readable or listenable on a podcast. Like think about if you couldn't
anything
see
anything Muppet related is also that shoots right to the top.
Anything, the anything clickhole and the Muppets related. But definitely send things that, like, you think would be fun. Like, even if it's an article that's like, man gets stung by a bee on his penis or something, and you think that would be a fun thing for us to talk about. But anyway, here's something I found, which is pretty cool. It's a duck. It's a duck. It's a man holding a duck. And the ducks,
and the plot thickens.
The duck's feet are like doing this on a drum.
Yeah.
They're kicking. The duck's feet are kicking a drum, and this is the sound it makes. Are you ready for this, Mike? Are you ready, Mike?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Wow, you could jam with that, baby.
I can't really hear it. I feel like I'm missing out.
Oh, shit.
This is the kind of shit that makes me think we're not in the same room.
Now I'm starting to think we're not in the same room. Did you not hear it at all, or it was just quiet?
I couldn't hear it at all. Heard it, I think it was bleeding through some other microphone.
Okay.
Welcome back to Things We Should Have Said 7 minutes ago.
That was really loud and you didn't hear that, huh? So maybe this bit won't work until I figure out how to get you to hear these things. But
why don't you just send me, can you text me the video and I'll watch it on silent?
Oh, wait, end? Maybe if I pull it up. Can you hear that? Yes, I'm having a good
time. I don't want to stop at all. Kind of. It sounds like Freddie Mercury on a old Nokia cell phone. Is that what it's supposed to sound like? That's what that duck's feet hitting the drums like.
This is it's a video of Freddie Mercury getting trapped in a slide, and he says he's trapped in a slide.
Mama. Caught in a slide.
He says, caught in a slide.
Oh, man. I could imagine how funny it would be all strung together. I like it.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So if you want to submit things to the subreddit, certainly keep in mind now it can't even be heard. So
so might as well just send those links to our PO box. So only Joe will get them at some point.
Only send us things that you don't need to see and can't hear.
Now we got some directions.
I don't think it could be any more clear than that. So Mike and I have been, well, Mike and I haven't been playing. I've been playing, and then last night Mike and I started playing this Fall Guys game.
Yes, which is essentially a game show for balloon-shaped people.
That's right. Wait, I have a sound.
Be nice.
But it's really fun. If I'm sure a lot of you have played it, or maybe a lot of you have no idea what the fuck it is, but have you guys ever heard of MXC, Most Extreme Challenge?
Not.
It was a show that would come on. Yeah, and it was like obstacle courses, and people would be in weird costumes, and the hosts would be like dubbed with, like, it looked like it was a Japanese game show,
yeah.
Yeah, and then it was dubbed over with, like, Mystery Science Theater-style jokes while people, like, smash into things. This is basically, like, the video game version of that, and it's free if you have a PlayStation 4 or Steam on your computer. I guess it's free. I don't know how long it'll be free, though, so grab it if you have a PlayStation 4 or if you game on a computer or something. But it's very fun.
It's very silly.
It's so silly because it's just like endless obstacle courses. Well, it's not endless. You do four rounds and then only one person is crowned the king. And it's basically like 60 people are crammed into these like obstacle courses, and it's just like people fumbling all over each other and smashing and grabbing you, and then you fall off the edge, and then you got to start back at the beginning, and everyone's racing to the finish line, and a bunch of people get eliminated each round. So by the time you get to round four, there could be like eight people left, and so it's you against seven other people. And you're trying to compete to do whatever the last task is. And it's all random shit. It's very fun. Very fun.
And it's very like pretty.
Yes.
And it's very interesting looking. But while you were explaining it, I couldn't help but wonder what it would be like if the people, like the people are very cartoonish. They look like little vinyl figures.
Yeah. Little squishy boys.
You know, like, yeah. Very cute.
Yeah.
And it's adorable to watch them run.
Yeah.
But if they were all like people, like Grand Theft Auto characters, or like like 2K characters, like, or really,
yeah, like they look like real people.
Doing the same thing. It'd be really, really fun.
Well, at one point, I don't know if you were playing with us, but at one point we were playing this game where there's like soccer ball. There's like two soccer balls, and you're like in a soccer field, and you're on one side of the field, and the other teammates are on the other side. It's two teams,
yeah. And everything looks like it's in a bouncy house.
Yeah. Everything always looks like it's in a bouncy house, and so these soccer balls fall down into the field, and you got to get the balls into the other person's team, and you got to just keep doing it, and it's madness. Everyone's just like grabbing the ball and trying, and the balls are huge. They'll crush you, and so everyone's just like jumping into them and trying to knock them into each other's goals and shit. And then at one point, I'd never seen it, a fucking football fell down, Were you there for that, Mike?
What a twist.
It was a football, and then it was like, oh, fuck, this, you can't roll a football. So it was really hard to get that one in. And then at one point, one of us was like, what if like suddenly the most realistic looking penis fell into the stadium and it still had like the physics of the cartoony game, but it looks like it's the most photo real like dick you've ever seen. Everyone's trying to like, these squishy little boys are trying to like,
dude, what if it didn't have the physics and it just sat there and it was like mad heavy?
Yeah. Or like it was just an obstacle. You had to get the ball over it and stuff.
Yeah. It was like, okay, now we got to get the penis in the goal, I guess. All right, everyone push on three.
Do you think people would stop playing after that?
Yeah. Like a bunch of people would be like,
why is it so real looking? Everything else is so colorful.
Everything else, one specific style.
Everything's colorful and it looks like balloons. This
it's
is
beautiful.
Like, this is a veiny photoreal dick.
It's a real dick.
With like,
and I hate looking
movie at lighting on it. It looks really great.
they hired a different team to do the lighting.
I mean, that's the thing.
The textures.
It probably still looks amazing because it's like, you know, it's you're like, whoa. Like when you see it, you're like, damn, I've never seen such a photoreal looking penis ever.
Yeah. Ever. I've never had a game.
I've never
just drop a dick like
I've
that.
Never seen a game.
And I've been gaming for since the late 80s.
but last night was your first time playing.
What?
Last night was your first time playing Fall Boys?
Yeah.
Or Fall Guys? I want to call it Fall Boys.
Fall Boys. Like a group of youngsters who love the autumn.
Like, yo, we're the Fall Boys.
Kids.
We come out around October. Like, you know, we hang out. It's great. We're wearing sweaters
and
shit.
We drink cider. We love cider.
We got beanies. We got beanies at the door if you forgot yours.
We got a roadside stand called Beanies and Masks.
That's what I want. I want to have a place where, like, you can come over anytime you want. And there's a basket full of beanies right next to the door. If you take a beanie, you want a beanie?
You
take
should
a
move
beanie.
To upstate New York and just knit beanies
or
and
Portland.
Just sell beanies in craft fairs.
Or maybe Portland is oversaturated with beanie makers.
The
beanie babies,
right now,
I call them.
Seems like.
Portland's got their hands full.
Portland's got a lot on Portland's plate.
Yeah, yeah. Let's jump into some ads really quick, Mike. You want to do that?
Yes.
Let's do it. And I found your document. So do you want to take some of these updated ads after this, the first couple of them? Or do you want me to do it?
I think you
okay,
read
great.
Better.
Great. All right. I'll take care of it. All right. Here we go.
If I'm being honest and vulnerable.
Well, that's wonderful, Mike. It's good to be vulnerable and honest, and I respect you for it. Can you hear this music, Mike?
Kind of.
Does it make you want to have a good time with your family?
Specifically?
Does it make
I don't
you
not want that?
Does it make you want to have a great night out with your folks?
I don't know that this music had any great effect on that, but I don't not want it, so I can't say one way or the other.
Guys, MeUndies is a wonderful company. I love MeUndies so very much. I'm wearing a pair of MeUndies right now. It has raccoons on them.
I'm wearing a pair as well. I have bees.
Shit, I want bees. MeUndies,
we'll switch.
Here's the deal. MeUndies wants to talk about your underwear. Like, seriously, they have a lot of feelings about it. And want to chat with anyone who will listen. So here goes. MeUndies just wants everyone to feel comfy as heck with the freedom to express themselves. And that's why they make the world's softest underwears.
Sold. Instantly.
That's it. That's it, guys.
The world.
Huh. And they're in classic colors and fun prints like dinosaurs or bees or raccoons. Surfboards even. Wherever you put it, hey, whatever you put on every day, they want you to be as comfortable and they want you to be you. My underwear is goddamn filled to the brim with MeUndies underpants, and I'm about to have a second drawer full of them, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And you can't stop me, Mom. And here's the deal.
I told you that.
I told you, Mom. And they scoured the world for the softest fabric known to man. It all starts with sustainably sourced beechwood trees that magically turn from pulp to yarn to undies, guys. And undies that makes that kind of feels like heaven has been made on your skin. Imagine maybe heaven on your skin.
Micromodal fabric. Micromodal fabric. Micromodal fabric. Micromodal fabric.
Guys, MeUndies. What kind of drop is that? That's the worst drop in the musical history. Imagine if you had like a Skrillex, like a Skrillex song that's like I got spit all over my mic, and it's disgusting. Guys, MeUndies has a great offer for...
And while somebody's up there just saying micromodal fabric in a small voice into a broken microphone, somebody's like, two hype people are like throwing into the ground. And they're like hitting the ground.
Just slapping.
What is this?
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping, and this is a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And to get 15% off your first order and free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, like I just said, you can go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. I love them. Mike loves them.
Didn't work out like I thought it would, if I'm being completely honest.
All right. Well, thank you to MeUndies. You're the best.
Thank you, MeUndies. You're the best.
You're the best. Guys, honey. Honey is a great service, and I'll tell you why. Because we all shop online. We've done it. You've done it.
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever, and we've seen that promo code field just taunting us when you get to the end of your order. You're like, oh man, I don't have a coupon code.
But you wish you did, and you're sitting there, you're like, well, there's a field for it. And so it exists, but I don't have it until now,
and
until Honey came into your life.
I guess I could look for it, but I don't know where to look, and usually it's not legit, and they're all expired.
What do you
and-
do? You ask Jeeves?
What
do you look for these promo codes?
Dude,
what
do you,
them, Jeeves?
You think Jeeves is helping you out here? Definitely not. I'll tell you who will, though, is Honey. Because Honey manually searches for coupons. Oh, I'm sorry, no. Manually searching for coupons is a thing of the past. Honey automatically searches for coupon codes. That's right. They automatically search for promo codes. And it's a free and it's free. It's a free browser extension that it just scours the internet for promo codes. It does all the heavy lifting and it does it very
really
quickly
awesome.
And it's very awesome and it pops up anytime you go to a shopping site on your favorite web browser.
Imagine having a coupon for everything you buy.
Yeah. Think about
That's
that.
What it's like.
Think about that. You cretin. And Honey Think supports over 30,000 online stores, and they range from tech and gaming and to popular fashion and even food delivery. And imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. This is how it works. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you got to do is click Apply Coupons. You wait a few seconds as it searches for the coupons, and then if Honey finds a working one, you watch the prices drop.
It's not unlike watching a beat drop, is it, Steve?
Absolutely not.
It's been...
So, guys, don't be a doofus. Don't be a doofus. Don't be a bunker. Don't be a bungle boy or girl. Go to honey.com/banter. That's right. And you could join Honey for free. I'm sorry. It's joinhoney.com/banter. And you get Honey for free. Joinhoney.com/banter. You save some monies. You save some coins. Michael, did you save some money using Honey recently?
Yes. What did I buy? I bought a little Stream Deck thing.
Yeah, nice.
And... pants, sweatpants.
Nice.
With cups on the bottom. Looking real cool.
Let me ask you a question.
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery?
But before you answer that, let's make sure people know that they can go to joinhoney.com/banter. That's right, joinhoney.com/banter. Save money off stuff, help the show out. Help yourself out. It's a dang scratchy backy situation. So go to joinhoney.com/banter. That's the last time I'm going to say it, goddammit. Thank you so much, Honey. You're the best. We appreciate you.
How much money would it take to spend $1 million?
All right. We have some more. We have a couple more ads here, guys. We're going to get through these real quick, I promise.
Can I try something out real quick?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to try?
How much money would it take to spend a night in a bank?
Sounded like a robot.
Yeah, it could be better. It'll be better.
Hey, guys, climbers see the world a little different, don't they, when you're climbing? Ground dwellers may never come to know the satisfaction of lacing up a new pair of climbing shoes, tilting your gaze upward, and throwing seemingly unlimited ropes on the way to the summit. We all know a climber's equipment is their lifeline. Hot coffee in a thermos, hard helmet on your head, or a satchel filled with unlimited hot ropes. It all counts. You don't show up to the mountain with the wrong set, because when push comes to shove, it's your ass up there. So take care of your ass with thrown ropes, moving you from place to place at an upward pace. Visit our website.
Like a king sits on a throne?
That's what it seems to be. Thrown ropes.
Thrown ropes.
Visit the website. I'm sorry, the music cut out for a second. Visit the website www.imgonnathroneropes.com and enter the word banter at checkout if you want. Thrown ropes.
Nice. They give you the choice at the end there.
If you want, yeah. There's a slogan here. Thrown ropes, see the world like we do, and watch your eyes.
Thank you to our sponsors.
Thank you. We do appreciate our sponsors. This next ad is for, it's another podcast. It's a podcast. I don't know. This must be another podcast called it says The Floor is Lava, Ultimate Tag, Who's Farting at the Sleepover? Games from our childhood are making an undeniable resurgence in 2020, as they should. Our childhoods rocked ass. Enter the I'm Not Touching You podcast, hosted by the brother-sister pairing of Jen and Justin Will Simpson. Justin? Like suggestion?
Can I get a suggestion from the audience? I need a suggestion of a location.
Each week you'll listen to our hosts try not to touch each other for an hour and a half on the way to the mega championship tournament, where whoever wins gets to stand next to a big trophy. Oh, shit. The rules are simple. Do not touch. Number one, don't touch. Two, never give up. Three, nothing with my eyes.
That seems like fair.
The I'm Not Touching You podcast is as irritating as it is inspiring. Optional link in bio for a clip from episode 8 in which Jen recounts her battle with dyslexia as her brother tries not to touch her.
Oh, they tackle different issues.
That's wonderful. That sounds like a great podcast. Check it out.
I'll check it out.
I'm assuming
it's so cool that all these games that we played as kids are coming back.
Yeah. Who Farted at the Sleepover is one that I play a lot. And finally, last but not least, when was the last time you changed your goddamn text message ringtone, huh? Don't tell me you're still rocking stock sounds like some kind of dirt fire trash. You are not stock. You're unique. You are you, idiot. Your text tone needs to be a representation of who you are. We've got the deepest stock of text tones in the business, and we're ready to help connect you in your perfect match. We got bonk. You want bonk? We got it. We got a spring boing. And an awooga horn. Guys, there's one awooga horn. And I think there it is. And there's fun alien sounds.
Don't be ridiculous.
And guys, I'll check, and that's my promise to you. We'll use the promo code PANTER at Dynamic Panther. Huh. And come get your sound on with ringtones.
I hate it when we feel... We love all of our sponsors,
yes,
but
we
hate it when we feel out of step with the company. Like, at least respect the show enough to be able to give us a promo code that makes sense. But Panther?
I mean, who thought of that? That's
Panther. It doesn't make sense. Banter is talking. It's a podcast.
Panter's not helping anybody. It's not helping the company. It's not helping our show.
No, Panther is like, what is, that's like Forrest Gump when he was running across the country would stop every once in a while and be a panther.
That's you have your hearing nothing tested. To do.
All right.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Do you want to do some history roads, Mike?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to hear some stories.
All right, let's get in there. Let's see what the audience really helped. And at the end of the day, I mean, I think it's one of those things where the audience really, it's really enjoyable when the audience adds their two cents into the and
what's he saying? Thank you, Robot.
Jacob White. And that was a history road. Thank you so much.
You can join us next week for even more.
You'll see even more roads. Guys, Jacob White sends an email saying, rate my blank is my favorite blank joke. Hello, I'll keep this brief because I know how y'all feel about long emails. Mike?
I actually, somebody made a comment about how they used to really enjoy when they were long, good, like, stories.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. It's like, we don't mind if it's long as it has a nice flow to it. Maybe teaches us a lesson at the end. But if it's long and it's about 12 different things, gonna zone out.
Maybe it's about time we have someone vet these damn things.
Ryan.
We were in a work group chat and somebody was talking about a spa where you rest your feet in a pond and fish tickle your feet. I have no clue if that's real. Well,
I think they eat. It's like a manicure thing. Yeah, they eat the bacteria off your feet
and dead skin. They eat the dead skin and they just nip it. It feels ticklish, apparently. I've never done it. I responded with, fish tickle is my favorite children's jam band. Nobody laughed except for me.
Yo, whatever the scale is, no one laughed at that?
He said he, except for him, yeah.
Oh, wow. Whatever the scale is, 2 horns, 10 honks, you get your... At the maximum end of whatever it
is. That's a 12 horn honk.
Boy. On a scale of 1 to 3.
A coworker who didn't understand asked me verbally later on what it meant, and I said something to the effect of, oh, it's like baby Grateful Dead. This garnered a light chuckle. Please rate my joke using the legendary DBBB boy format. You got it, baby. Thank you, Jacob White.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Congratulations, Jacob.
Matthew Ledford sends a history chode. He says, good morning, you two handsome children. Hope it's all going well for you two. First off, just want to say you guys keep me cheery and keep me from getting angry while I play Rocket League, and I love you guys.
What's Rocket League?
It's a video game where you're a car playing soccer. My history road is a less of a story and more of a hashtag good bit, or at least I think so. It's simply open eyes, close eyes guy reading the lyrics to Lake of Fire by Nirvana. That's it. Happy Friday to the Two Horn Boys who listen to this trash fire of a podcast that we all love.
I don't like that part, man. It was going so nice.
Let me see.
They had to burn it down at the
end. Lake of Fire is a great Nirvana song. Are you aware of it, Mike?
Yeah, man. I was a deep Nirvana fan. Me too. I remember in middle school they came out with that album From the Muddy Banks of the Wish Ka.
Yeah.
Which was the live bootlegs and stuff. I used to love all that shit.
And of course
I was too young.
The Unplugged, the MTV Unplugged album, which is fucking
I met somebody cool. who was there.
Whoa.
Somebody said they were there.
No way.
Oh, no. I didn't meet them. The state was talking about how most of the... Carrie from the state had a tweet about most of them being there.
No way.
Yeah, that's what it was. Isn't that cool?
Like, they were there for that.
Yeah.
I guess that's something where, like, if you're on MTV at the time and you've got a sketch show, you could probably just be like, hey, we want in on that MTV Unplugged of Nirvana.
Yeah, man. How long did the state last? Like 2 years?
Yeah,
two, 3 years?
Like that.
You're not going to make the most of every fucking opportunity.
Right.
That's like not going to, you got to go to one VidCon to see what it's about.
Right. All right.
You got to see really privileged kids get kicked out of a party to really know.
What is that in reference to?
What it's about.
All right, I'm gonna do the close eyes, open eyes guy reading lyrics of Lake of Fire by Nirvana, as requested by Matthew Ledford. Where do bad folks go when they die? They don't go to heaven where the angels fly. They go down to the lake of fire and fry. Open fry. Won't see them again until the 4th of open July. Where do bad folks go? The people cry and the people moan. Look for a dry place to call their home. Try to find some place to rest their bones. While the angels and the devils try to make their own. Open guy. All right, that's it. That's the end of that.
I liked it very much.
Gabriel Yabut sends a history road saying, "Hey, you guys owe me 3 elbow skin. What does that mean?
What?
Hi, DBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB from the Philippines. And because I fell off my bike more than five times listening to the loudest podcast of all time, you guys owe me 3 elbow skin and around 1 blood.
Sorry about that, man. Be more careful.
I'll donate some blood to the Red Cross in your name. In all seriousness, I love you guys, and you guys got me through some really down and boring times, which I attribute mostly to an asshole named COVID. Heard of him.
Hell yeah.
Steve, I can't wait for the Valley Folk to be back together in one room. And Mike, I can't wait for you to be back on stage and for your eventual Netflix special. Hell yeah. Oh,
thank you, dog. That's very nice of you.
Keep being obnoxiously loud and funny, and stay safe always. P.S. Stay safe, Ryan. You're an amazing editor and just as funny as these guys. Don't get fired, please. Thanks.
Yeah. And back onto you, we would say wear a helmet at all times.
Yeah, wear a helmet.
Not just when you're on a bike. When you're sleeping, when you're in the middle of the night, when you go get a glass of water.
Mike, guess what?
What's that?
Guess what? Someone has created a Be Nice or Not Be Nice for us.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that Ryan?
It's not. It's Ryan. That's Ryan.
I love it.
That was my favorite show.
So what are the... what are the parameters?
Well, I'll tell you. Excuse me. Kevin Cody says, be nice or not be nice. Hello, BB horn boys. I have a quick be nice, not be nice for you. I live with 2 roommates. I'm in college. One of them used the microwave at a little late, 2 a.m. It's a quiet microwave. The other room boy got very angry at the microwaving boy at 2. I tried to say, hey, let's find a solution rather than being not nice to each other. The angry room boy has since stopped talking to me and the other roommate. It's been 5 weeks still not talking to us. Mike, if you were me, Would you be nice? Or not be nice?
I think. Okay, so here's how it has to be. I have to make up my mind, which I have, and then you have to guess what I would think.
Oh, okay, great, great. Okay, so you've already decided.
Yeah. Everyone's involved.
I mean, I think the thing is like... I mean, there's obviously something going on with your friend for him to have blown up like that about a microwave at 2 a.m. We're not hearing the whole story here. This guy is probably not doing well, and he's taking it out on you guys, and he probably felt like nobody was on his side and frustrated, and it is petty and childish to not talk to your roommates for 5 weeks. I personally, what I would do is I would be nice, but I would also find a way to be like, do you want to talk? Because is something going on and we should talk about it. If you don't give a fuck about this guy and he's a dick, then definitely not be nice. But I think Mike is going to say be nice.
Final answer?
Final answer.
I'm going to say a couple things. What's more dramatic? Do I do the answer first and then the reasons, or the reasons and then the answer? Because one gives away the other one anyway.
You should do the reasons.
Okay, I'm going to agree with something you said. And having been the bad roommate and having been not the best, but a better roommate, I'm going to say that putting on the microwave at 2 a.m. is the 100th thing in a succession of things. I'm going to guess that there's at least 99 more things.
That's what I'm saying.
That guy is mad about.
99 right? things in a microwave is one.
It's one of many. And I'm also going to say the person writing this, excuse me, is not the microwave person.
No.
And not the upset person.
Right.
Is the mediator person.
Right. But he's also he's in the crossfire because he included himself. Because he said, hey, let's try to find a better solution.
Right. So if someone who's very upset, the first person they talk to is a person being like, no, don't be mad. You put yourself in the crossfire, like you just said.
Right.
And you have to be prepared for whatever heat you get from the crossfire. Does that mean you don't be nice to someone whose conflict you injected yourself into?
Ooh, that's good.
No, it does not. My final answer is backwards.
There it is.
But it says,
no, I see it perfectly well. It's perfect.
Oh, good. I think of that, me as that guy to the roommate who has a problem with everyone, I wouldn't want to compound that with any kind of not be nice.
Right.
So I would like to ask that guy for his address and we'll send him some stickers. That was a great, thoughtful, be nice, not be nice situation. And I hope you find yourself in a better roommate situation.
Yeah, Kevin, hit us up with your info, please. Re-email us with your address. But also, before you add your also, if you want, Mike, do you want to like see if we can handle the like mediation between these guys?
Oh yeah. I
like,
want that.
Like, ask your friend if he wants to talk it out on a podcast.
I just got like little boy first opening day of baseball excited to ask the roommate that's upset what else the shitty roommate has done.
Yeah. Cause that's the thing. Like, if you want to get, if you can somehow convince him to work it out on the show, we'll let him tell his side of the story. And then we'll let your roommate tell his side of the story. And we'll figure it out. But if you want to try to figure this out, we'll help you. If you have some trouble confronting.
Stickers for everybody.
Stickers for everybody. He also says, "Oh wait, what were you going to say?
Ask if they want stickers.
Ask him if, just knock on his door and say like, hey man, do you want stickers? And just see what happens." He also says, "Thank you." And P.S. You gonna restock the chicken hoodie? I hope so. Kevin Cody.
You know the rules, player.
You know the rules. Jeffrey Hartman sends a history road saying history ropes for the baby boy gentleman dads and says, who do you think you are? I am. And that's the whole email.
Dude, did you see the documentary we got sent on that guy?
No. Send
someone
on Twitter.
Yeah. Someone DM'd me on Instagram, I think, and sent me a, the documentary of that guy that tells the story of like why he is the way he is.
Oh my God.
And tells the story of like that day, that particular bowling performance. And it's a very, very interesting story.
You watched it.
I watched it. Yeah.
Send it to me, please.
Okay.
All right. Let's do one more history row and then we'll say goodbye here. Ethan Mackey sends an email saying, David Lee Roth saves my ass at trivia night. He says, hey, bab baby boys, short-ish history road for you. The other morning, I woke up to a text from a fairly new friend of mine asking me if I would be on her trivia team at a trivia night at the local coffee shop. Ooh, someone's getting asked out on little dates.
Someone's horny for pop culture questions.
It was held outside and everyone wore masks and the tables were all properly socially distanced. Good. I said sure.
Good,
because
I'll come down there.
I was getting ready to punch my fucking computer screen.
I'll flip those socially distancing tables.
I said sure because she's a new friend and I want to impress her. Oh. But as I sat at the table, I said, I need you all to know before we start, I'm fairly dumb. That's a mistake. Flash forward to about halfway through, I hadn't helped get very many answers. The round we were in was an audio round where they played a short 10-second clip from a song. Not that one.
It's been
a little reminder of what a song is.
And you had to guess the artist.
I found out.
Oh shit, I forgot I haven't set to repeat. Oh no, I tried to turn it off.
History. Erotic, don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
Will you just tell them?
Does he?
One song played and nobody knew what it was. In the last second or so, I heard the unmistakable screech of one David Lee Roth. I turned to our other teammate who had the answer sheet, and I quickly said, I would recognize David Lee Roth screaming in my sleep. That has to be Van Halen. We got it right, and everyone was surprised and excited about my classic rock knowledge. Little do they know, the majority of my knowledge pertaining to David Lee Roth is exclusively focused on his ad-libs and various mouth noises that I heard dissected on y'all's loud-ass cum podcast.
Throw it rope!
I love the podcast and love you both. Keep it up with the laughs. Good night. Close eyes.
Cool.
All right.
That's great, man. That's great. I'm very happy for you. I'm very happy for you and your new friends. You got to look impressive in front of a lady because you listen to our, and I'm quoting other people here, trash bag dirt fire podcast. And that's from our most dedicated fan.
All right. There's one more short one I want to read because I just found another short one. I said, fuck it. That's enough. Jake Elzings says, A History Road, Dad's Eggs, A Brief X is my favorite Y-esque.
What?
Hey there, guys. I'll keep this one short. I think it was an incomplete subject line. Hey, guys. I'll keep this one short. While having breakfast with the family this past weekend, my mom said to my sister something along the lines of, You can make yourself some eggs. But those ones are set aside for Dad, so don't touch those. I turned to them and said, Do you guys remember that early 90s board game, Don't Touch Dad's Eggs? That got a good laugh out of everyone. Thinking on it now, I can't decide if Dad's Eggs would be a better Dave and Ross paint color or Wickwillian candle scent. That's all. Man. Thanks for everything you boys do.
What's that person's name?
Jake.
Jake. Give me your address. You're locked in.
You're locked in, baby.
I'm sending you something for being so locked in.
Jake Elzinga. Bazinga. Send us an email with your address.
Great job, Zeke.
Zeke, Zig Zanga. Jake Zanga. Great job, Jenga. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. I have no plugs. The Valley Folk is doing shit. We got Mod on your show this week. Mod Garrett, classic SourceFed nerd host, killing the game. She's doing it. So come check that out on youtube.com/thevalleyfolk. That's always fun. And then I guess that's it. Mike, got anything?
Yeah, man. I've been doing Mike in the Morning. I've been shooting for every Tuesday morning on my YouTube channel. It's been fucking real fun.
Hell yeah.
And then me and Zoya just passed our 300th episode of Welcome to Our Podcast.
Hell yeah.
And that was real fun. And the people who watch it made a video for us, and it made Zoya cry. So I'm kind of And so thank you for that. Me and Malcolm have been twitching every once in a while. Playing basketball, and I would assume that once I get halfway decent at this goddamn Fall Guys game, that me and you could do that as well.
Dude, we got to get Malcolm in on Fall Guys. I told him to download it.
You would like it a lot.
Yeah,
just screaming the whole time.
Let's do it. Let's get him in on the next round. But yeah, that's super fun. So yeah, follow all the boys on the Twitters and the socials, and rate and review the podcast on iTunes if you get a chance. And if you want to send some History Roads or some shit to dynamicbanter@gmail.com, that'd be super rad, and we'd love it. All right, motherfuckers.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Can I say
one
more
thing?
No, please. On the Mic in the Morning, it's kind of reverted back to like what I was doing real heavy in like the olden days of YouTube, and just coming up with responses to people's questions about whatever. So if you ever feel like you want to submit a question to the morning show, just hit me up on any of my, wherever you have DMs, Twitter, Instagram, doesn't matter, if you want to participate.
That's great. I love that. Please do so, because you're, what else are you doing in quarantine? Literally nothing. I see you.
I know you got questions.
I see you. I know you. I know you. I know you. All right. Well, all right. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening. YouTube.com/dynamicbanter too. Okay, bye. Whatever.
Promo code PANTER.
That was a HeadGum podcast.